proclaim thy word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your name is Yeshua. In our language, we call you Jesus. What proverbial sounds will expound from your lips? May you inspire us with a declaration that gently touches the yearning soul, as Proverbs 7 declares, "My child, keep my words and store up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Help my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Or will it be another? Perhaps a shadow of a called one to proclaim the prophetic utterance, such as the 13th year of King Josiah, son of Amon of Judah. The call from Yahweh went forth to his son of Hilkiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, declaring, "Before I formed you in a womb, I knew you, and before you were born, consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words on your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. O Sabbath teacher, on this day in the synagogue, whate'er the words coming from the sound of your voice, may they all inspire. Oh, who is it that dares to interrupt this profundity? Who on the Sabbath would come forth with a crippled spirit of longevity? Yes, I know her bending and her leaning, not on the everlasting arms, but a worn cane that could never compare to a shepherd's staff. O great Sabbath teacher, what are you doing? You are permitting her presence among us. What was that declaration? I am unclear of the words I hear coming from your mouth. Where is your holiness? You are the one that was born on the day to fulfill the prophetic voice of Daniel. Call her not unto you. It's the Sabbath. She has carried her burden of health for many, many years, but she can wait yet another day. And yet you say, woman, you are set free from your ailment. And beyond words, you laid your hand on her. Yes, I saw it. Immediately she stood up and began praising God. Yeshua, the leader of the synagogue, is indignant. You have cured on the Sabbath. You've cured on the Sabbath. The crowd will not refrain from saying, "You've cured on the Sabbath." They add, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath. They repeated, there are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured on the Sabbath. O teacher, how can I continue to call you the Holy One, the Sabbath teacher? And now you are calling us hypocrites. You ask us questions pertaining to this set aside day. Does not each of you on the Sabbath, you say, untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give water? You know the law of Moses and the ancient priests, that we rest on the Sabbath. The inscription of Leviticus 23 itself proclaimed, there are 6 days when you make work, but the seventh day is the day of the Sabbath, of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord. Oh, I stand in wonderment. The crowd has begun to change their depiction of you. Your words have shamed them. And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on this Sabbath day? Now they are rejoicing. You have once again become our Sabbath teacher. May I make another inquiry? You did not call forth the healing of the daughter of Abraham. Your words were set free, freedom from the bondage of her disability. My question is thus, on this day, are we of the synagogue being released from our bondage of the old cherished ways? And in a different demeanor, are we of the body of Christ after these 2,000 years in need of being released of the old habitual handicap that denies our freedom? We who are called the church in so many ways are duplicates of the woman you set free in the synagogue. Individually, we have physical and emotional ailments. Within the church, we have our disunity. Some have declared the church as the dungeon of self-description into the which we are all born. As you are proclaimed that we are to be born again, very truly, says the scripture, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. What is it that we should be born over again? Do we need set free from our approach to this salvific description? Oh, Sabbath teacher, a United Church of Christ pastor and theologian, in his popular book declared, Saving Jesus from the Church, says, thus to be born again is not to repeat a mantra accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, but rather to accept the radical freedom that comes only when we are freed from ourselves. Then we can take the longest journey in the known universe, the trip from head to heart. Yeshua, even the Essenes, those desert people of long ago, designated Sabbath rules. They had Sabbath prohibitions. And on the Sabbath day, no man shall speak a foolish and empty word. He shall lend nothing to his comrade. He shall make no plan concerning wealth and profit. He shall speak no word in matters of business or work to be done on the next day. No man shall walk in a field to do services for himself. On the Sabbath, he shall not walk more than 1,000 cubits or 500 yards from his town. No man shall speak on the Sabbath day except what was already prepared, nor from what was lost in a field or lost in a field. And he shall not drink or eat except in the camp. I am confident that you, O most holy Sabbath teacher, would agree that to be set free, we continue to need some rules and guidelines, perhaps not equivalent to those of the Essenes. I ponder within my heart, O Sabbath teacher, do you need freed from the church today? Do we who are your church need a renewing like a Jeremiah labyrinth in which the Lord would put his hand and touch our mouth and declare unto us, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I am to appoint you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, and to build and to plant. And to these questions, we stop and pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Sabbath teacher, our Yeshua. Amen.